Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Matthew Weiner, Director of Special Projects and Comedy Programming at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts.
And we are here, of course, talking the Kennedy Center's third annual District of Comedy Festival, which returns this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start overview, and then we'll go into some of the events. But just big picture it for me. We're in our third year now. How did the idea come up to begin with 3 years ago? And then how much sort of has it grown?
You know, the Kennedy Center is our national cultural center, and we are striving to make sure that our programming reflects modern American culture and making sure that our programming is accessible to everyone. So it grew out of that and the fact that our comedians are really our modern-day philosophers. You know, they hold the responsibility to speak truth to power and bring people together by relating perspectives of people from different backgrounds.
And Kennedy Center has been, I mean, even before you guys have done this, I mean, every year you guys give out the Mark Twain Prize, so we've laughed a lot there before, but it's nice that there's a festival every year. It's always around this time, right? It's like in the spring, summer-ish usually?
Yeah, it's been in the summer for the past 3 years. It's in its third year, obviously, and we strive to offer a diverse program of free and premium events that really highlight the plethora of mediums where comedy exists today.
Well, I'm glad to see that it's in its third year now, and it's still growing every year. Let's move through it a little chronologically. So Thursday, what are some of the highlights on our first day here?
Yeah, so we are launching the festival on our Millennium stage at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday in our atrium with amazing comedian impressionist James Adomian portraying 2016 presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders in a special Bernie Sanders town hall.
Did you say 2016 or is it also 2020? Huh?
Those are the reports right now. I guess we'll see.
Tell me more about that. What does that show actually involve?
He's going to act as though he's Bernie Sanders and really accentuate all of his hilarious idiosyncrasies, which you can only imagine what that means. But then he's going to have a few comedians and others he's interviewing, special guests, over the course of the town hall session.
Well, we've seen Larry David do it pretty good, so.
James is my favorite Bernie Sanders impersonator. So
that's awesome.
You know, Larry David's amazing, but James, in my opinion, is better.
Well, there you go. Come see the one that's better than Larry David at it. All right. Anything else on Thursday we want to highlight?
Following that, Harry Shearer is going to host a special screening of the amazing movie This Is Spinal Tap.
Up to 11.
And then host of NPR's Ask Me Another is going to do a stand-up set in our atrium, Ophira Eisenberg.
That's awesome. Yeah, and we know, if in case you know the name Harry Shearer, you're like, how do I know him? Of course, Spinal Tap, the great rock mockumentary. But then also he did a bunch of the voices on The Simpsons, too, right?
Oh,
do you remember which ones?
He's
Skinner.
A legend.
He's Mr. Burns. He's a bunch. Is he Flanders, too? I think he's a bunch of them. Awesome. Oh, yeah. What do we got on Friday?
Friday, we have Chris Gethard, who you might have seen his HBO special very recently, but he's going to be doing a headline set in our Terrace Theater at 9:30 p.m.
How do we know him again? What's he done? Give us a little background on him.
He is the host of the Chris Gethard Show on True TV. He actually performed at the Kennedy Center on a Millennium stage about 3 years ago, and we're really thrilled to have him back.
That should be fun. Anything else on Friday we want to talk about?
Other things on Friday, Baby Wants Candy, the original completely improvised full BM musical, will be taking over our family theater. Based on an audience suggestion, they will improvise a full-length musical, which will be a really exciting thing to experience both on Friday and Saturday in our family theater.
Improvised, completely made up on the spot.
Completely made up on the spot, and it is absolutely hilarious.
That's awesome. Anything else Friday?
We will be presenting a special concert called Riot, A Celebration of Women in Comedy, starring Phoebe Robinson, Bridget Everett, Melissa Villaseñor, Sashir Zameda, and Amanda Seals, a group of amazing comedians who really emphasize the female perspective in today's rapidly evolving culture. It's going to be a really fun, hilarious evening full of energy and a lot of insight into the role of the female comedian today.
Awesome. So that sounds like a bunch of action-packed stuff to do on Thursday and Friday. How about the final day, Saturday? What are some highlights there for that?
Well, I cannot ignore that DMV native Patton Oswalt, you might know him from his incredible stand-up or Veep or Parks and Recreation.
Bunch of stuff.
He will be headlining the concert hall at both 7 o'clock and 9:30 p.m., and we are so, so excited to have him with us.
Do we know any topics? Is it going to be a political thing? Is it going to be, do we know what the act is?
I think you got to come and find out. He has a lot of opinions on a lot of topics, and he's amazing and insightful and hilarious.
And that's the big headliner this year.
That is the big headliner. Another special show on Saturday as part of our Benson Ball podcast studio is Employee of the Month with Katie Lazarus. She is an amazing interviewer and comedian, and she will be sitting down with Christopher Jackson from the original cast of Hamilton, Ezra Klein from Vox, and Sashira Zameda, the amazing New York-based comedian.
Awesome. Anything else Saturday?
Amanda Seales is going to be spattered throughout the weekend, preparing on the various shows, but she presents her special game show, Smart, Funny, and Black, in the Terrace Theater at 9:30 p.m., you may have known her from HBO's Insecure, among other television shows across the media landscape.
Awesome. And you also have something going on with Second City, too?
Yes, Chicago's legendary improv troupe, the Second City. The Kennedy Center and Second City created a partnership very recently, which we will have our collective new work, the Second City's Generation Gap, headlining the Theater Lab throughout the entire summer, including the District Comedy Festival weekend. In addition to that, we are welcoming in the Second City Training Center to host three classes, Intro to Improv, Character Generator, and So You Want to Try Stand-Up. So if you're interested to pursue comedy further, please come check out the Second City Training Center.
I think you should do it, Matthew. I think you got a future in comedy.
Oh, I'll be there.
Awesome. Just before we go, tell me a little bit about tickets. Is there a way, I assume we can get tickets to individual ones, or is there one to do a whole festival pass, or how does that work?
All tickets are available on an individual basis. I will say there's a lot of free events. You can actually come to the Kennedy Center and not have to pay for a single ticket and see comedy all night long in our atrium in Capital One Lounge. Right. And the Millennium Stages are being held in our atrium for the entire week at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Awesome. Well, I assume for more information, kennedycenter.org?
Kennedy-center.org.
Don't forget the hyphen. All right. Thanks so much for coming in. And again, everybody, it's the District of Comedy Festival at the Kennedy Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks for having me.